Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Earth Podcast. I'm Tim Holland, and today I want to dive into something that's quietly draining your online sales. The one thing most independent jewelry store owners overlook, but that's absolutely critical to your success in 2026, your jewelry photography. Now, if you're like many of the jewelers I work with, you might be staring at your e-commerce dashboard, scratching your head, wondering why all that hard-earned traffic isn't turning into actual sales. Here's a reality check for you. The average online conversion rate for jewelry is just 1.19%. That means over 98% of people who visit your site leave without buying a thing, and that's the lowest conversion rate in retail today. Not electronics, not furniture, jewelry. Most people blame their prices, their inventory, or their website design when sales aren't happening. But in my experience working with hundreds of independent jewelers through Deep Earth Marketing, the real problem is right there on your product pages, staring you in the face every day, your photography. Think about it. Jewelry is a deeply emotional, high consideration purchase. When someone walks into your store, they don't just look at a ring, they pick it up, feel its weight, watch how the diamond catches light, slide it on their finger, look at it from different angles, and see how it complements their skin tone. That whole tactile and emotional experience is what seals the deal. Online, your customers lose all of that. All they have is your photography. And here's the kicker. Research shows 60% of online jewelry buyers hesitate to buy when they can't see a piece worn in context. Yet many jewelers are still relying on the same flat, white background product shots from a decade ago. Those standard photos just don't cut it anymore for a purchase that's this personal and meaningful. I want to share a quick story from last year. I worked with a client down in the Southeast who was running solid Google Ads campaigns. Traffic was there, click-through rates were decent, but his conversion rate on the site was stuck at 0.8%. We took a closer look, and it was clear. Every product had just one photo, a flat, poorly lit shot on what looked like a wrinkled white background. No lifestyle shots, no scale reference, no video at all. We rebuilt his product photography strategy over 60 days. Same products, same prices, same website, just a new approach to the images. The result, his conversion rate tripled to 2.4% and his return rate dropped by over 35%. The products didn't change. The way people saw them did, and that was the difference. When your photos don't show scale, drape, proportion, or how a piece shines against skin, you're not just missing details, you're missing the sale. Professional photography can boost your conversion rates by 50% to 100% and reduce returns by up to 60%. Here's another important point. Good enough used to be good enough, no longer. Independent jewelers held 42% of the market share in 2020. Today it's down to 35%. Why? Because chain stores and online pure plays have better content strategies. They didn't win because their jewelry is better. They won because their photography and video content are better. Consider this. Millennials and Gen Z now drive 70% of online luxury jewelry purchases, and over 60% of those sales happen on mobile devices. Nearly 30% of Gen Z jewelry discovery happens on social platforms like Instagram and TikTok, not Google or your website. These buyers want to see your jewelry in real life, in context, through high-quality images and videos that show them exactly how it looks and feels. So, what can you do right now to fix this? First, reconsider your product photography. Invest in professional lifestyle imagery that shows your pieces worn by real people in real settings with scale and detail. Add video wherever possible, a short clip showing the sparkle, the movement, the way the piece catches light. Second, optimize for mobile. Make sure your images load fast and look great on small screens because that's where most of your customers are shopping. Lastly, don't underestimate the power of storytelling through visuals. Show the craftsmanship, the artistry, the emotion behind each piece. This builds trust and connection. If you're ready to take your online sales seriously in 2026, start with your photography. It's the visual handshake that will convince browsers to become buyers. If you want to learn more or get help transforming your product images, head over to deepearthmkt.com. I'm always happy to chat and help you figure out the best way forward. Thanks for listening to the Deep Earth Podcast. I'm Tim Holland. Let's make 2026 your best year yet.